Yes, and I just thought, you know, it's like we can walk in authority and rise up. I love thinking about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is in me. The power of the anointing of God is in me. And we can either just think, walk that way. I love it when I go places and just know that He's in me and people are being touched. Us four girls went to Tikawada Women's Glow on Monday morning, and we know we took the favour of God, and the woman was so hungry and they wanted more and more, and it was like, wow, they were sponges for His anointing. And it's like, that's what God is saying. You know, we can muck up and we can get downtrodden and we can get, you know, under it. But God is saying, hey, we've got an authority, each one of us, to do great exploits in the kingdom of God. But I did, yesterday I did, I got a picture of, you know, a balloon going up with the fire in it. What do you call them? Hot air balloon. And sometimes the hot air goes higher and higher and higher. But I just think when the arrow of the enemy comes and hits it, the fire's still going, but we come down pretty fast. And it was like, sometimes we get so wounded in the spirit. We get so wounded in the church. We get so wounded and hurt that we don't let the hand of God heal what is in our hearts. Danny Daniel had a song called, I am a wounded soldier, but I will not leave the fight, because the great physician is healing me. So I'm standing in the battle in the armor of His light, because His mighty power is real in me. I am loved. I'm accepted by the Saviour of my soul. And it was, you know how songs come to you? Because like this week, things have happened. I'm going through, our family's going through a real tough time. And there's just bad news after bad news. And then, you know, then you get wounded by circumstances. And, you know, that's what I just felt, that I was like an arrow had gone through the air balloon. And it was like, I felt like a wounded soldier. My niece, who's just gone through surgery with cancer, she's got the most progressive cancer, and all her lymph nodes are not good. And it's just like, I just cry out for her. She's backslidden. And it's like, it's another one in the family that's hitting pain. And I'm going, God, you know, you're doing something. Their names are in that basket. And sometimes things happen that bring them back to God. You know, but when you hear the news, it kind of wounds your spirit. Because that's my twin sister's girl. And that's my twin sister's in glory in heaven. And he's battling it out. And we're praying. And she said, could you get the church to pray for me? I'm frightened. I'm really frightened, and I don't have a mum. And I said, well, you've got two aunties that absolutely adore you. You know, and she had to go to Wellington to have the surgery. But it's like, you know, you get wounded, you get hurt, you get down, and it's like it's hard to stay in the glory of His presence. Do you find that? You're soaring and you're going high and you're going high, and then things hit you, and then it's like it keeps you grounded for quite a while. But I love Danny Daniel's song, you know, I am in the fight. I will not leave the fight. And lots of Christians have left the fight. Lots of Christians have absolutely on the byways and the highways. They are hurting because of church. And it's like, we've got to get up again. We've got to let the hand of God heal our hearts and heal our brokenness. And that's what I've been allowing. Twice I just felt defeated, you know, I just felt the air come out of the thing, and I'm going, God, I just want to stand up and fight. I want to just have victory in this. I want to keep going. You know, it's like God is saying, this is a time where great darkness is on the earth. This is a time when we need to shine with His glory and be shine with His presence. to go higher and higher and higher in Him, higher in His glory and His presence. He loves us so much, and we have so much in us of Him. Hallelujah. I love a story of Jill Austin. Who knows Jill Austin or knew her? Yeah. We all know she was a powerful woman of God, and she always brought breakthrough, and she just said, "Where is your desperation? Do you want it? Do you want Him?" You know, and she'd been preaching up a storm. She'd been at a conference, and God was just so over her. She was, and they said, "We want to shout you a message." And she said, "And just go quietly, and you just, you know, just have it, you know, in and just be massaged, and it'll quieten you, it'll rest you, it'll give you everything." So she went in there, and she said it was beautiful, and they were putting oils on her back. This girl was just massaging her, and as she was massaging, she heard a thump, and she thought, "What's happened?" She looked down the side, and the little girl that was massaging her started manifesting. And she started manifesting big. And this thing was just about... And Jill said, "I better get dressed quickly." She said, "I thought this was my time of rest and massage." But you see, the glory and the power was in her, that when this girl that did not know Jesus touched her, she was zapped. And she said this girl got totally delivered. She said it took an hour and a half because she was in everything. She was, you know, every demonic spirit was in there. So she was saying, "This is great." But she knew the anointing was on her. So this girl got delivered, got healed, got saved. And Jill said that she went back and saw her about 2 years later, and she was so on fire for God. That, you know, and had a little baby. And I'm just going, the power and the anointing must seep out of us. And when people touch us, we... Yeah. More, Lord. Power. Oh. You know, when people say, "I want to hug or love," you know that you're carrying something that people want to be with you. And I just... It's like we need to be in the presence of God, don't we? I'll leave that out. It won't go long today because it's Mother's Day. I know that a lot of you have to go. But, you know, God is saying, "Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world." We know that. And I just, you know, that when I was going through all my problems this week, the Lord said, "Look up to the hills from whence your help comes from." And I love that. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. When you think about that, He made heaven and earth. He made everything, and that's where our help comes from. And, you know, and we don't have to look any further. We don't have to ring up this person, "Help me." I find that doesn't work, actually. I really don't. And sometimes it can take you right off track to what God is saying to you. I used to always have to ring up, "Oh, I need to get a word, I need to ring." But I don't anymore. Because God said, He's the source. God is bigger. God is bigger than our problem. God is bigger than our problem. God is bigger, bigger, bigger than our problem. And He can remove the mountains. Do you think you're going to stay there? You need more. Fire. Meow. This one will go down. Meow. Holy. Meow. I love Graham because he's a sponge. He's a sponge. And it's like you put his hand on, your hand just goes into the anointing because he's just, and then it comes back on me. I love it. Woo. Holy is the Lord. See, when you go, you know, when you're going down a line and you get people that are frowning, you go, "Oh, they're going to be hard." And then you get one like Graham that's a total sponge. It's like comes back on you, and then you go that way, and then he gives you more. So it's the Holy Spirit just goes, I love doing this. You know, the Holy Spirit just loves a filling. He loves people that are hungry. He loves people that are desperate. I'm so desperate. Oh, Holy Spirit. I've got it. I just have a little warning. It's serious, okay? I just want to bring you something. Listening. And then wow. Hallelujah. I am drunk. Have another drink. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. That's awesome. Yeah, I just felt the Lord saying that we have to be so careful of the new age that's coming into the church. You know, and I was just the other day, there was a missionary in some country, I'm not saying, but and they just said, oh, the door's open for me to do yoga with these people. And I'm going, God, that's not God. That is warning bells. And I tell you, martial arts and new age, that is coming into the church. And the other thing, you've got to watch on Facebook what you press your finger on. Because sometimes it says, you know, about your colours and your auras and things like that. It's opening up totally to the new age. I go to the scripture ones, I always press that, or who's my best friends. But please be careful, because new age is coming in, and it is so sneaking in to the church that we have to know the truth. And you know, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we have to walk with him. And you don't come to him but through the Father. But that's what I just say, God, you know, the things that the enemy is out to take the church with new age, and we have to be so on guard that we are careful what we get into. It is so subtle, so easy. I mean, Clive's daughter's right into new age. In fact, I think she's even gone over to other stuff that's quite deep. But when she talks, she uses the same words as we use. The enemy knows the word. And I just had such a warning. Just be careful. And, you know, churches allow martial arts. I know a church and the youth pastor, he was a youth pastor and taught martial arts. But they said, you know, they don't do all the words and everything like that, but it's the actions to other gods. And we have to be so careful. You know, Jesus said, you know, it's what I love, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And that's what I say, God, I need to know the truth. There's so much happening out there in church that I'm going, is that you, God? Or is that new age? Or is that, what is the truth? You know, is anybody hearing things floating out there that you think, God, we've got to be so finely tuned to know the truth. And the Holy Spirit tells you the truth. You know, however, when the Holy Spirit, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. And we really have to be on guard, because the enemy knows his days are numbered. But he wants to get as many people. It's just that I'm seeing things and hearing things, and I get God. Just open the truth to them. Don't let them walk into this. You know, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. So the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit will speak truth into us. I love the Holy Spirit. He gives you revelation. He gives you knowledge. He gives you insight. And that's where we have to be on guard. Say, God, if something doesn't ring a bell, when you just have a, just really pray and just say, Holy Spirit, is this wrong or is this right? It's a warning. I just felt it so strongly. But what I'm going to, who heard Bill Hammond this week on tongues. Yeah, isn't that amazing? I'm just going to... But it's like the Holy Spirit wants to build the inner man with your heavenly language. And it's... You know, when you get into tongues, the angels activates the angelic realm. It activates everything. It changes the atmosphere. If you're in tongues in your house, it changes the atmosphere. And what I love about the heavenly language, I've got heavenly language, the enemy cannot interpret, and it goes right into the throne of God. And when I have a situation where I don't know how to pray, you know, because we've got to be careful somehow we pray, because our prayers can be directive that are damaging, or we have to be careful. So I always just say, God, I lift this problem up into the throne room of God, and I'm just going to go and walk in tongues, and I'm going to give it to you, and I'm just going to say, God, you work it out for good. The heavenly language is so powerful. And the Lord can give you another language. I've been in where I was in Melbourne, and I didn't know, but it was a Chinese. All around where we were preaching was Chinese, and I got into a real, and I loved it. I'm not. Forgive me, Chinese people, but in that time, I promise you, I was in Chinese. But God gave it to me. I loved it. And I just didn't want to get out of it. I stayed in it for an hour because it was so different to what I'd ever spoken before. It wasn't like that because it was proper Chinese because I was at the time. But, you know, it sounded like... And you know, I remember going with, I had a friend, Sean, and him and I were walking down India. Not India, he's Indian. We were in London. And he said to me, now, you speak in tongues and I'll speak in tongues, and we'll see if anybody recognises the language that we were in. But we did. We walked all right over the Tower Bridge, and we did. But nobody actually... did, but we were filled up with the Holy Spirit that we could pray for anybody or lead anybody to the Lord because we were fired up. But you know, our dialect is so powerful in God, and I love it that the enemy doesn't know what you're saying. It's right from the heavens, and it builds up here. You know, I was so many years wasn't allowed to speak in tongues. You know, it was of the enemy. And then when I came into tongues, it was like, whoa, the whole place exploded and you couldn't shut me up. I answered the phone in tongues. I don't do that anymore, but I was so... You know when you get... I know what my sister would say. What are you kura ba 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 ba? And then they'll think it's Finstone. Yabba yabba yabba. I do a lot of yabba 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 yabbas. But that's father, 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 father. But you know, it's like, and Clive's always in the heavenly language. But it's like when he goes down the passage, oh, what are you saying? And he said, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to God. Many times I go, what are you saying? And he's going, shubba, 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 cut a bit of here, about close here. And I'm going, oh, that's good, that's good, that's edifying. He just goes into it all the time. He really does. I can say he wakes up and he's in tongues. He gets home and he's in tongues. And that's good. You know, and it says, what are tongues for? Whew, tongues in the is our spirit prayer. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. That's 1 Corinthians 14:14. It was edifying. It was lifting up. It was just building us up in the Holy Ghost. And it's like God's saying, whoo, is this bringing your language alive? Because you can go into so many languages. Did you know that? You've got a warring one, and you've got... Mine can change, but the trouble is, we're not in it long enough for it to change. Am I on?
Yep.
Yep. So is tongues in the heavenly language. You know, just stand up for 1 minute and we're going to all get into tongues and you're going to build yourself up in the heaven. So just, and if anybody hasn't got a heavenly language, you'll get it now while we're praying, okay? So you will not be left behind. Are you all right, Graham? Okay, let's go. 1, 2, 3. Kia ra ba 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 ka skibo ko ba 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 ba. Ya ra ba 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 ka skibo ko ba ba ba. Just put your hand on your stomach. Kura ba 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 ba. Ya ra ba 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 ba. Kia ra ba ba. Kura ba. Kia ra ba 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 ba. Lord, ignite them in the spirit. Kia ra ba 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 ka skibo ko ba ba. Lord, build them up. Kura ba 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 ka skibo ko ba ba ra ya ra ba. Kia ra ba 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 ba. Kia ra ba 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 ka skibo ko ba. Kia ra ba ba. Thank you, Jesus. Kia ra ba 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 ba. Oh, ya ra ba 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 ba. Kia ra ba 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 ba. Kia ra ba 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 ba. Oh Lord, put the fire in their bellies. Kura ba ba ba. Ya ra ba 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 ba. Kia ra ba ba ba. Kaskibu kuhuba. Ya ra ba ba ba. Throw your hands in the air. Bora ba ba. Kaskibu kubara. You can walk around if you like. You can walk around. Kia ra ba 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 ba. Ya ra ba ba. Kaskibu kuba. Ya ra ba ba ba. Kia ra ba ba. Whoa, kia ra ba 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 ba. Kura ba 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 ba. Kura ba 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 ba. Kia ra ba 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 ba. Ya ra ba 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 ba. Kura ba 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 ba. Kia ra ba 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 ba. Kia ra ba ba. Kura ba 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 ba. Kia ra ba ba ba. It can all stop. Can you bring, Nicholas, can you just bring your trumpet up with me? If there's any situation in your home that you need a breakthrough for, I was just listening to Bill Hammond, and he just said, when you say hallelujah and say it loud, and the trumpet sound, brings the angelic realm into your circumstances. Who needs angelic realm into your circumstances? Yes. Hallelujah. So we're going to do, I'll count three. You all know 1, 2, 3. And then I'm going to, just come up here with me. I'm being a bit bossy. And when we sing... When I say three, you blow the shofar. And we are going to say hallelujah so loud, okay? You ready? Put it to your mouth. One, two, three. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Now, who's full of the Holy Spirit that they can hardly stand? I was going to finish off with Ephesians, but I think we'll get Dennis up, we'll sing a song, and we'll just let the Holy Spirit, something has broken, and we're going to rejoice, we're going to break through, we're going to, wow. Father, thank you for what you've done today. And Lord, we pray that, Lord, we will get into the heavenly language so much more. Father, I pray that people that haven't gotten a heavenly language, I just pray it on you right now. I baptize you with fire, and I just want you to go googa and go into it in Jesus' name. God's going to release a tongue, releasing tongues right now, releasing new tongues. Hallelujah, releasing. Hallelujah. Kia raba. Come on, let's just worship him.